Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, Mike's out there watching Breeders' Cup highlights.
Yeah, that's right. No, we did this yesterday, and just we had fun with it. People enjoyed it. It's completely irreverent. It is Four Nations or Foreign Diplomat, brought to you by Kenneth G. Cott. Let's do the business. I'm Ron Barr for EA Sports.
I'm All Ron right. Barr. Four Nations or Foreign Diplomats Part 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Okay.
Let me give you guys the rules just in case you missed it yesterday. The rules are I'm going to Who Said It Style give you two players. And Who Said It Style, you guys are going to tell me which one is the Foreign Diplomat and which one is the Four Nations player.
Okay. And the rules are... If it's blatant that I know it, I am to sit out.
And this is going to be a few of these. There's going to be several of these because, as we said yesterday, Mike, you are, I guess, a card-carrying member of the hockey elite once again.
It's on a probationary basis, but I
we'll see how you do today, all right?
Yeah, I'll probably falter. I mean, what are we going to do? You going to do Finland today or something ridiculous?
No, we actually have a combo platter of U.S. and Canada.
Okay, the English-speaking nations.
So they're names that I can pronounce without having to stare real hard at them for a few seconds.
Tim Horton.
Right.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so we got Daniel Morrissey and Josh Morrissey. Which one is the Irish minister for the industry of commerce, and which one plays for the Winnipeg Jets?
You said it was Irish. I'm going to say Daniel's the Irish guy.
Okay.
Rico.
Daniel or who?
Josh. Yeah, Morrissey.
Josh doesn't sound Irish.
No.
Somebody what if Kenny's game. Running a game on you, though? What if Josh is a Gen Z? He's a bit of a rising star in the diplomatic game.
No, I'm going to say Josh is the hockey guy.
David.
I'm going Josh is the diplomat.
I wonder if Kenny's doing a little reverse of the reverse psychology here.
Michael, what is your guess?
I'm going to say Josh is the Irishman diplomat and the other cat's the player.
Daniel Morrissey is... the Irish minister for the industry and commerce.
Damn it. We gave Kenny credit for being smart and cute, and those were two terrible mistakes.
It was the reverse of the reverse.
Dude, how many Irishmen have named their kid Josh?
Probably not many.
Next one on the list, we have an ambassador and we have a defenseman for the New York Rangers. Adam Fox and Sam Fox.
I'm sitting this one out. I know this one.
Adam Fox is the NHL player.
I can't confirm that. Who? Adam Fox and...
Sam Fox.
I just like the name Sam Fox. Sounds like a nice young man.
Entertainer.
Yeah. Like he's telling jokes. He might even be on the Saturday Night Live thing this Sunday.
Yeah, Sam's a politician.
Adam Fox is the player.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sam Fox is a Belgium ambassador.
So. Yeah, you ever wonder how these guys get into the business of being an ambassador? Like, what's the career path for you to get that cush gig? Like, whoever wants to talk to the Belgian embassy about anything?
That's why.
Waffles?
No.
French fries?
No. Mike, that's why. It's the job as a president that you give to your friends.
Yes.
So you pick the favorite place you would love to live, and you'll be the ambassador there. You're living there for free. No one's going to bother you. You're on a permanent work vacation.
Note to self. Find the 2028 president and become friends with him.
So Adam Fox is on the U.S. team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, Fox, oh, USA Evan, defense. You like Thailand? You know what? You're the ambassador. There you go.
All right, trouble there.
Next one. This one might be my favorite one that I have on this list. JT Miller or TJ Miller?
Oh, man.
Come on. Not to be confused with the guy who played a role in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, that's TJ Miller with the long red hair. Huh. Is it Confer? Did you say Confer?
No, he said Miller.
JT Miller or TJ Miller?
All right, I'll sit this one out because I know this one.
Oh, JT?
I'm going to go JT.
Hey, hold on. Who's who?
Yeah.
What are the two jobs here?
That's your job to figure out.
No. What's the political job?
One is an ambassador, one is a hockey player.
Ambassador to whom?
I won't tell you that until it's over with. I learned my lesson with the Daniels shenanigans.
I'm going to go JT.
I'm going to reverse it. I'm going to go TJ.
David. I'm going to go JT with you, Rico.
Can he give it?
JT or TJ Miller is the 3-time U.S. ambassador. It's not a foreign ambassador. I just like the JT TJ thing.
I love it.
3-time, though. Back to back.
Like, listen, if I didn't know it, oh, that's diabolical. What he just did to you guys?
Yeah. But think about this.
Diabolical.
The ambassador is like my dream job of being a bowl rep. You don't really do much.
But you get cool pins.
You get to wear a jacket and you're a scumbag. Right, you get to go to games and you get to do whatever you want to do. But you don't really want a Belgium pin?
So is that why we want Thailand?
No, I'm just saying wherever your favorite country is,
yeah,
you can be the ambassador there.
Thailand.
Okay, there you go, David. Thailand.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo-hoo. Oh, all right. No, that's unnecessary. All right.
Well, you know, they say that certain city there makes Vegas look like nothing. I'm not going to say the name of the city.
What have you done to my goodly segment?
Come on. Keep it going.
All right, next one. Anthony Cirelli or Edmondo Cirelli?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I know this one. What's the other job?
Obstacle's not in this.
I was about to say,
since they're both kind of on that line, Italian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
He gave it away there.
Like, what kind
There's no way that Armando is not the Italian
guy. It's
not
Armando, it's Edmondo.
Okay, Edmondo's the Italian guy.
There's a lot of Edmondos, Mike.
How many Edmondos do you got in your family, Mike?
How many Edmondos you go to high school with?
Bro, I got bad news for you. Everybody where I grew up was named Anthony, Paul, Vince, John, or Michael.
I just thought they were named Anthony and Tony and Little Anthony and Little Tony.
Big T.
Dude, I had an Uncle Rock, for God's sakes. Edmondo. Right.
Edmondo's the Italian guy. I'm going to say the other one is.
Kenny, go ahead.
Edmondo Cirelli is the Italian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
Yep.
You're right, Evan. You had to keep that one, and you couldn't have said Italian there.
That's okay.
I'll keep that one in the bank next time.
Keep going.
All right, we got Brian Bennett or Sam Bennett.
Wow. I know this one.
Can I go back to a previous one? Was the previous Sam an NHLer or no?
That's for you to remember.
Huh.
I'm giving you no more hints. No more. There will be no more.
I know this one.
So yesterday there weren't any Bobs in the league, but now there's like multiple Sams.
Ryan Bennett.
Yeah. I'm going to say Sam.
Diplomat.
Hockey player.
Ryan Bennett is a basketball player.
What? Where?
Ryan.
Are you thinking Tony Bennett, former Virginia coach?
Ryan is a black name. It can't be a hockey player.
When is Brian a black name? Brian's just a name.
Oh, okay. All I know is Black Bryant's.
Wow. I learned something new.
I thought Brian was like one of the more...
It was like Steve.
Like the milquetoast names. Like your parents are uncreative dimwits and they're just like, we'll call him Brian.
One of my best hockey buddies, his name is Brian. He used to work in the building.
Up next, Kenny discovers his best friend is black.
Oh, you got a black friend?
I guess I do. I haven't asked him, I guess.
Kenny,
he's not trust me.
Happy Black History Month.
Kenny and his stunning 23andMe results.
Wow, who would have thunk?
All right, guys, Brian or Sam?
You're really from
Canada? I had to sit this out. I'm going to say this.
Sam's the NHLer.
Sam, you said Sam's the NHLer. Rico?
Sam.
I have to go Sam.
You are all correct. He's a forward for Team Canada and on the Florida Panthers.
Brian.
And by the way, shout out. Apparently, Brian is a black name.
There you go. According to David, Brian works at the liquor store, so there we go.
No, Brian is the British ambassador to Belarus.
And he's British.
British.
Yeah. David also claims Brian is a more popular black name than LaMelo. Oh,
right. I only know one LaMelo, so.
Kenny, do we have a Jaden today?
No, there is no.
What are you talking about? That's the whitest name ever.
We do have.
Sign David Hull.
I'll give you one more.
Okay.
We got Seth Jarvis or Will Jarvis.
Okay, I'm going to play this.
And that's Seth Jones.
That's not the same person.
Oh, Popeye's kid.
That's Popeye's kid.
Okay.
Up next.
He is the black guy in the NHL. Huh. You got it, David.
Up next. Seth is a white name. Just kidding. Seth Jones on line four.
Seth Jarvis or Will Jarvis?
Jarvis is the last name, huh? I'm going to say Will.
I'm going to go Seth.
I'm going to go Will.
Yeah, William Jarvis.
Seth is a hockey player name, though.
Kind of is. It's a tough guy's name.
All right, go ahead.
Seth Jarvis is a forward for Team Canada and Carolina Hurricanes.
Damn it.
What was the other guy?
The foreign diplomat.
Kenny, does this mean I get my card?
Sebastian Aho or Sebastian Aho?
The better Sebastian Aho.
Yeah, my team decidedly is the worst one.
I do have a question because there was an Aho on the ice yesterday, or were they both on the ice?
No,
I couldn't tell.
No, there's only one that qualifies for this tournament.
Oh, okay.
That's Carolina.
The other one plays for Mike's team, and he's not that great.
I got the government cheese version. Okay, the real Sebastian Aho plays in Carolina.
Wait, are you guys being serious? There's two of them.
Yeah,
same name. Unrelated, different countries from that they were born.
Yeah, one guy's a demon, the other guy blows.
And with that, that
so
is
it's like the good
four
Howard
nations.
And the bad Howard.
Yes,
or foreign diplomats.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.